Now, let's talk Farm Festival. Last week, I was on vacation, and I missed the interview with Joe Scott. I understand our Brett Busby, who was kind enough to fill in, was very impressed by your voice, your pipes. And I am, too. Joe, I'm also impressed with the organization structure of this great event. And I bet you couldn't be happier and more proud to be up and running. Joe's, in fact, he's directing people to go to the far corner to set up right now. Far corner, far corner. How are you?
I'm Clyde Small.
Clyde, good to see you. I think I see you on Facebook sometime.
Me all the time, yeah.
I'm going to come over there and get you in a second. Joe, good to see you in person. We've talked a little bit over the phone a time or two, but how happy and proud are you that this thing is up and running again?
I'm ready to get it going. Been several months of planning. The committee meets. We started back in September, talking about it, and then we started meetings in October, and you know, we started once a month, then we went to two a month, and trying to finalize all details, and hopefully we've got everything covered, and you know, the building is all set up yesterday, and vendors in, and we're ready to get started.
And we are ready to be here, too. By the way, we couldn't be more proud to bring our new radio station, WMUN, here this morning. WLBC will be here tomorrow. WERK will be here, I think, later today. And Blake FM is involved with the pedal pull. Let's talk about the pedal pull, because the wheres and whens and what happens for those that have never seen that happen before.
We have different weight categories, and it's up to 70 pounds. And we have the pedal tractors and a sled, and the youngsters get all excited to, you know, try to win a medal, and the winner does get a medal of each class.
And the pedal pull is when on the agenda?
It will actually be tomorrow night. Starts at, I think, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Gotcha. And then there's also 6 o'clock is right. Now the food is another part of this. I mean, in fact, you added more food. There's a breakfast going on right now. Is that right?
That's correct. Both mornings, this morning and tomorrow morning, they start at 7 o'clock. Serve till 8:30, 9 o'clock. When, you know, and it's biscuits and gravy, free will offering. So that's the morning. At noon, the Extension Homemakers have a meal. Today it'll be a baked steak meal. Tomorrow it's chicken and noodles.
Okay.
And then in the evening, tonight is the pork chop and pork burger meal.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night we're going to have a barbecue.
Oh, this is a new thing you told me about. This is almost like a little contest cook-off thing. So there's three chefs that have prepared their pulled pork for tomorrow night, right?
That's correct. And they will be served on slider buns, and with a toothpick in each of different colors, and then the you know, you choose which one you think is best and deposit that toothpick in a proper container.
Yeah.
And then the winner will receive a plaque.
Fantastic. This is great stuff. It's the Delaware County Farm Festival. Aside from those 2 years of COVID-y stuff, we've been running here for like 43 of the... How many have you been involved with, Joe? Don't date yourself, but help me out.
I'm not sure exactly. The very first year they had it, it was around the courthouse.
Okay. Oh,
it
really?
Wasn't even here. Huh? A few of the farmers got together, and they met around the courthouse square, just with tractors or trucks and trailers and gates to pin up their animals and let the community come in and see animals up close. And then it moved here, and I'm not sure whether it's the second or third year, in one building, and then it expanded and just keeps expanding. And
last thing I want to touch with you before we get some other people on the radio here, too, because there's a lot to cover. The school tours, it's a big part of this. There'll be buses rolling in here, probably about 9 this morning. The school tours come through, and this is a way, I'm assuming, that that's a great way for kids to learn at an early age how important it is, and this ag community is. Just showing up at the grocery store is the end of the process, but there's a load of work that goes into that and so many parts of our community. Am I stating that right?
Yes, that's correct. And we're trying to educate the youngsters. When it initially started, we were gearing it toward fourth grade.
Okay.
Well, then they come up with ISTEP, and that hit this week. So, okay, we had to go to third grade. Well, then they had iRead. So now we're more or less focusing on the younger preschool, first, second grade, is most of them that do come in. It used to be around 4,000 students would come through during the 2 days. We're down now to maybe between 1,500 to 2,000 that do come through. But, you know, some out-of-county schools come in. Most of the Delaware County schools come in.
And are they all booked, scheduled to come in at various times today and tomorrow? Or can they still decide to come today or tomorrow if it's school tour? Do we need to arrange for that in advance?
It helps us to know when they're coming.
Yeah.
So we don't get, say, overcrowded.
Sure.
But they could still come.
Okay.
We do have, you know, some daycares and things like that just drop in.
And then the community, of course, ag workers or not, moms, dads, with a kid or a grandkid or not, you can come for the meals, you can come to shake a hand, to take some pictures and selfies. The one thing you can't do this year, folks, is no cracklins for the first time, maybe in forever.
It didn't do it last year.
Supply chain. We just can't find the stuff.
That's correct. Yeah, it's difficult to find because everybody is skinning now instead of scalding.
Okay.
And the scald, you take the hair off. You have to have the skin on to make good cracklins.
Okay, got it.
Joe Scott, great to talk to you. Thanks for your work on that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Steve Lindell here. I'm going to stand up, and you can go do your stuff, too. I'm going to move around the room here, and this is just one of the rooms here. This is the Memorial Building. There's also the Community Building. There's Heartland Hall. I mean, there's a lot of things to see and do, and we're going to cover all of it as best we can in 1 hour. There's a lot to cover. Oh, Joe's got something he just thought of.
It's free admission.
Yep.
There's no charge to come in the gate or in any building, so everything is free of charge to come in and tour the facilities.
Awesome. And make sure you know, folks, thank you, Joe, the breakfast thing is a free will offering, and there's also a charge for the lunches and dinners, but boy, it's worth it. I've seen these dinners. You bet, Joe. There's all kinds of things going on. We're going to get more of it covered in just a moment after a brief timeout. You're listening to Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell live on the new WMUN.